Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where we talk about things in real estate that nobody knew really went on. And we're, of course, in the middle of my love series because I am looking for some really happy, positive, warm, and fuzzy stuff in the world. And real estate is not just about houses. It's all about relationships and in ways nobody ever envisioned. And so today, I'm very honored to have not only friends on the podcast, but leaders in our industry. So I'd love to welcome the Pews from Alabama. Thank y'all for being on the show.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So how about y'all give a little bit of background on where exactly you're located, how long you've been in the business, any of those little generic tidbits, and then we'll tell your story.
Okay. We are in Huntsville, Alabama, and we work in the North Alabama, Lower Tennessee area. You know, of course, we own a RE/MAX office and have a team, and we just do our thing. I've done it for a long time. We've been together for a while, and I was in real estate before I met Sid, and he was in real estate before he met me.
And she won't allow me to say how long we've been in the real estate business, but it has been a long time. I started in real estate in Colorado Springs back in 1979, 1980 timeframe, and then moved to Huntsville, Alabama in 1981.
So we'll just say, suffice it to say, you've been in much longer than the average realtor.
Well, I don't really mind saying it. I just don't like it when he lumps it together. He tries to lump it together, and then it sounds like one of us surely should be dead. But I got my real estate license in 1975. I was a child. Anyway, a long time. So,
well, see, and I would have thought you were born in about 1975. So I thought Sid just had a trophy wife.
I love you for that. But
I do have a trophy wife. But
hey, so. Nice job. You took the layup. That's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
All right. So in our love series, we're just talking about how people have built relationships through real estate. So I'd love to know y'all's story, how you both had your path to cross and the fun part.
Well, I'll start with that. Like I said, I started in Colorado Springs. I'm originally from Alabama. I'm from Mobile, Alabama, and moved here in 1981. And the real estate market in Colorado Springs at that time was kind of going down. And so I looked for a place that, looked like it had all the growth potential. And I certainly hit a home run on that with Huntsville in more ways than one. But I went to, I was recently divorced and went to a GRI class here in Huntsville. And it was a week-long class. And I saw Rhonda in the class. It was a very large class. She was sitting up at the front and I was sitting back in the back. And I was trying to get opportunities to meet her, so I never did. So about Thursday, I got the education director from the state to introduce us, and we talked for a little bit. And when we got through talking, she said, "I would like to go to lunch with you sometime to see why somebody that seems as bright and intelligent as you would move from Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama." So being a typical man, I thought, this lady is after me. So I accepted and we went to lunch, and, she asked me probably 100 questions, and I provided answers for most all of them. And then I asked her one question, and that was, would she go out with me? And she said no. And so, but being in real estate, I know that most sales are made after the fifth or sixth no. And so I was persistent. So I kept on it. And finally, after about 2 months, she accepted to go out with me. She told me, she said, "No, you're going to have to pick me up at my office." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Well, I don't want any strange man coming to my house." And I said, "Okay." And then she also said, and I'll just go ahead and tell you, I don't kiss on the first date. So I said, "Okay." So I picked her up at her office and we went to my apartment so I could change. I used to wear a 3-piece suit back then. And so I gave her a glass of wine and put on some Willie Nelson, and we sat down and talked for a little while. And then as we were getting ready to leave, we got to the door and I said, just so you don't worry about it the rest of the night, why don't we go ahead and get that kiss out of the way? And she said, I'm not worried about it and I'm not kissing you. And she opened the door and walked on out. So that was the start of it.
Oh, that was the end of you, wasn't it? Because you were completely smitten.
Well, I don't know about that, but he, I will say this, he really, when he tells you that he thought that I was after him, he's telling the truth. And when he tells you that he thought he was really going to make that night a home run, he was, you know, he was pretty sure of himself. Let me just put it that way. So that just made me more determined that, you know, I hate it for you, but you have tried to tackle the wrong team. So anyway, it was quite comical. We went to a Barbara Mandrell concert.
Oh, I miss her.
I know, but that was it. I mean, that was the very first romantic date that we had. So after it was over, he took me to get a Shoney's, one of those brownie layer things they used to have. And I won't ever forget that. But anyway, then we went and he took me back to my car and it was it.
And then we went to lunch the next day, and I asked her out to lunch. And during the course of our conversation the night before, I found out that one of her favorite things was Hershey's Kisses. So before we went to lunch, I grabbed a card box from my office and stopped and bought a bag of Hershey's Kisses and filled it up with Hershey's Kisses and put a bow on it with a note inside that said, practice, practice, practice. And so I think that did it.
I'm not sure that did it, but it helped.
So now, how long have y'all been married now?
We've been married now. This November will be 34 years.
And when did y'all merge your real estate businesses, or did y'all stay separate in that respect for a while?
I would say separate for a while. My parents actually were in real estate, and that's the reason I got my license when I was so young. And so I was actually working with my mom. My dad had passed away with cancer, so I was working with my mom, and we had a real estate company. And eventually he decided that he would come over with us. But it was a while. I mean, we dated for a while he worked for another company and I worked, with my mom. And those were lean days, I can tell you.
Well, if it was happening in the early 80s, I mean, that was not an easy time in real estate. And any realtor who complains now has no idea.
Absolutely.
That's true.
It was, especially for me, I was a single mom, and I'll just suffice it to say that I lacked direction. And, you know, I certainly, you know, just had never been, you know, the blessing of the training that we get today is so good for these people starting out. They have no idea, because back then we just didn't have the opportunity for training that we do today. I was fortunate because since my dad was sick, my mom, she wasn't able to really spend a lot of time training me. And so she sent me to all the CRS courses and all the GRI courses, which was such a blessing for me. And back then, you know, it was pretty expensive and it wasn't usually in your town. You had to go and travel somewhere. But it was, you know, it certainly helped me to change the way, you know, to change my thinking, which eventually helped me grow my business. So, and our business together.
And of course, you know, I'm passionate about education, but I mean, little did I know that if y'all hadn't taken the next step to become better realtors and business people, y'all wouldn't maybe even be in love with all this wonderful family going on. And thank heavens for y'all taking classes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It was a smart thing to do.
Yeah, we're living proof. As I travel around the state and talk to people, and you know, I tell them that we're living proof that you can get more out of GRI than you expect.
But you know, you also, in addition to your education, I love how y'all's whole story is completely relevant to realtors. So you got the realtor safety part under control. You did not do a Pop-Tart visit at a house the first time you went anywhere. You met at the office.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We were, and you know, he was a nice guy and I really had no desire. I had two sons and I had been by myself for 5 years and I really did not have any desire to remarry because, you know, I just
you can admit it. It's a lot of work.
Well, it was a lot of work. And, you know, and there was, you know, back then it just, I don't know, things were different, but I just didn't want to lay myself out there again. And I kept telling him, you know, he kept saying, why are you resisting? And I said, you're just you're really a nice guy and I just don't want to get involved. So I knew if I ever let him in just a little bit, I'd be in trouble.
So that means you were like an expired listing. See, you really did want to sell, but you were just burned by the process.
Absolutely.
And you just needed the right person to be persistent enough to help.
That's
you
a great analogy. I'll have to use that one.
And I'd had some good Tom Hopkins training, I guess. So, but in the way that we ended up proposing was very romantic too. You know, both of us had been married one time before, and I call mine a practice wife and everything. But we'd been dating for a year and a half, I guess it was, and we were at her house one day, and she was talking about her microwave being out and not working. And I said, well, I guess you can use mine. And she said, well, that's a little far to go because I lived at the other end of town. And I said, well, I guess we could get married. And so it kind of started from there.
Is that really how you proposed to Billy?
That really is. That is really how he proposed.
And I reckon really, we might as well.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little on the frustrating side. I think he expected me just to run into his arms and put my arms around him and say, oh, yes, we will. And I'm like, are you kidding? I mean, it was a long 2-day discussion, and I called my best friend then, who is still my best friend today. And I said, you just will not believe what happened. So they all got on the phone with us, and I guess they helped us decide that it wasn't that bad of an idea, but it was certainly a transition, I can tell you.
And she, you know, like she said, she wasn't looking to get married, and I wasn't either, and all. But like she said, she had two young boys, and I didn't have any children. So, you know, it was just, we both knew that, you know, we were right for each other, but we both were very scared of being hurt again. And so it was, as a matter of fact, after we got married, the first 3 weeks were talking about annulment and this and that, and just, you know, we'd made a mistake. And I set her down one night and said, look, you know, we have never had a cross word. We've never had an argument. And now we just need to figure out what's wrong, because something's wrong. And we realized that both of us were feeling vulnerable since we had given our heart to somebody else. And we were afraid of being hurt again. And so we didn't want to do that. And she was concerned that if we split up, what would happen to her? Our Tupperware was mixed in together, you know? And I said, well, if we end up getting a divorce, you can have my Tupperware. But we just decided from then on that, you know, that was what it was, and that we wasn't going to hurt. We wasn't going to have, you know, that happen again. And so now we've been 33 years going on 34 years. And
the caveat to that is that we have had plenty of arguments since then, though, and some of them about real estate. So,
but I think one of the keys in our relationship, we first and foremost try and keep Christ in the center of it. And we get up every day and have quiet time and have coffee together. Every morning, I may be out of town at a convention or something, but we always call each other and share coffee time in the morning together.
Oh, I love that. That's a great idea.
It's about the only time we get to see each other, so it's a treasured time. Because, you know, you have kids, and then now my mom lives with us. But so we get up every morning around 5, and he makes the coffee, I have to say. So yeah. I don't like it when he's out of town because I have to make my own coffee.
Yep. Oh, yes, you got spoiled.
Yeah.
And even when I go hunting, which I love to do, I'll take me a thermos of coffee and FaceTimer from the tree stand, and we'll have a little quiet time and coffee together.
Well, that's just the cutest story ever. And if this doesn't fill up every GRI, CRS, CCIM, RLI class, I don't know what's going to. Everybody's looking for somebody to have coffee with in the morning.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's what keeps you together.
And honestly, if y'all don't use this whole story in expired listing marketing, I'll just be disappointed in the both of you, because this could make the best little video ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate it very much.
Yeah, we do. And we work together every day. So.
And it obviously works, because y'all make your priorities line up in the right order.
Mm-hmm. And now we had two more girls after we got married, or two girls after we got married. So two boys and two girls. And now we have 8 grandkids, 4 boys and 4 girls.
Well, how did y'all get all the even numbers? That worked out well.
Oh, I'm sure somebody will come along and mess that up, but that's okay. We love them all anyway.
It's a good problem to have.
Absolutely.
All right. So if anybody listening to our show has a need in Huntsville, Alabama, needs an amazing professional realtor, or they're a realtor who needs an amazing professional office where they could find a home, how can they reach y'all?
Well, they can call our company name is Remax Alliance, and then we have a team called the Pew Group. And the number for the team is area code 256-533-7653. And
Remax Alliance is 256-799-2999.
Yeah, that's the main office number. And then on our team, we have 3 divisions. We have a residential resale division, which I kind of take care of, and our daughter Jessica and her husband help us on that. And then we have a new home division, which all they do is new construction, and Rhonda heads that. And we have several builders that they represent through that, and that division does very well. And then we also have a property management division that takes care of property management, and we manage quite a few homes here in the Huntsville area.
Well, that's why y'all get along. You're too busy to sit around and fuss about anything.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
I'll give my number in case, you know, anybody wants to call me direct, and then I'll let Rhonda give hers because she does the new home stuff and I do the team. But my number is 256-337-7653. And our email is, my email is sid@pewgroup.com.
There's too many numbers so far, so if you call him, he can send you to me.
Or, because we do know that most of our realtors don't have ink pens handy unless they're writing an offer, don't fear, because all of Sid and Rhonda's contact information for the brokerage and for them individually will be in the show notes for this episode. So at any time, you can click and call them for anything you need. And by the way, thank y'all so much for all that you do in your realtor community, because I know that it's in a tremendous amount of time and work that goes into the volunteer life that keeps the association going. And I appreciate you for that.
Thank you very much. It's been a lot of fun, Lee, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Me too. Yay! Oh, this has been so much fun. Okay, so if you're listening and you're a realtor, broker, investor, inspector, lender, or a normal person who's got your own crazy story to share, whether it's crazy, bad, good, loving, sad, whatever, hit me up on Twitter at Lee Brown or any of the social networks and subscribe for more episodes so we can see you next time. We'll see you. Thank you, Sid and Rhonda.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit CrazyShitInRealEstate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.